Talkbox. Die liedse naam is Feel It. Dit is 20 minute oor 10 op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM. Ek is Rosebud Zwane. En ek is hier by Jamaica Wahi Primary School in Merrydale Avenue. En ons is in Mitchells Plain. Wat 'n wonderlike voorreg om hier te wees saam met die mense van Mitchells Plain. Dit is altyd so lekker om in die gemeenskap te wees. En in spesifiek in Mitchells Plain, waar ek dink groot gedeelte van ons luisteraars tel, sit hier in Mitchells Plain en mense van alle kleure en geure wat die klanke van Radio Tygerberg saam met ons geniet. So vanoggend is ons hier saam met Beyond the Edge Tutoring en hulle is 'n organisasie wat fantastiese wetenskap met verskillende skole en ons het hier vir Edmund Heil en hy gaan met ons gesels oor die organisasie wie hulle is wat hulle doen en dan ook vir Zaida Julius and she's the director of EduBiz Media. Good morning.
Morning, Rosebud.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Wonderful having you with us. Edmund, we've been talking for weeks and almost, it feels like months.
It does. It
about,
does.
About I Beyond mean, the Edge Tutoring and the work that they're doing in the community.
Yeah.
How's it been going?
Yes, Rosebud, everything's going well. As I've explained, new tuition company that offers tuition at affordable rates. We are a community-driven organization. We believe in giving back.
Yeah.
You know, so we're involved with a number of community projects, not just the extra help for those learners that need help with reading or mathematics or English or Afrikaans or even other learning areas where needed.
So today we are at Jamaica Way Primary School. I'm assuming that this is also one of the schools that is part of Beyond the Edge Tutoring.
Yes, Jamaica Way is a PPA school. As you know, we are very involved with the Progressive Principals Association. It is one of our largest organizations and their schools that get the biggest part of our CSI initiative or our drive in that. And yes, Jamaica Way is definitely a PPA school, and these parents have come out in their numbers, today.
When I pulled up this morning, there was a queue to the gates. I got a bit scared and I struggled to find parking, but I loved it because it shows that parents do have an interest in the education of their children. Yeah. And that is amazing. You spoke earlier, Edmund, about you know, you do all kinds of projects, and I know from having spoken to you before that you also partner with a lot of organizations.
That's correct.
EduBiz Media.
Yes.
Can I talk to Mrs. Julius? Mrs. Julius?
Yes.
And she's got a good morning.
Good morning, Grace. But thanks for having us.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming. You are the director of EduBiz Media. Who is EduBiz, and what is the partnership between yourselves and Beyond the Edge Tutoring?
Okay, EduBiz Media launched the first community app, but also for the community, and it's the first community app that connects education and business to empower communities, and there's a great need for that, and the app is the tool or the vehicle, like you would use radio to communicate.
Yes.
We use the app to keep parents and the broader community abreast of what happens in education. So we do blogs, we post events, we speak to principals, we cover all different kinds of events and initiatives, such as the Beyond the Edge initiative. We partner with Edmund and Beyond the Edge, and we do a whole lot of initiatives through or inform the community through the app of these initiatives.
Why is it important for individuals to download this app?
I think it's quite a unique app. Mm. If I am a parent, not have a child at school anymore, but if I had a child in education or I wanted to keep abreast of things, I would definitely download the app. It's your basic, I would say, your little Google for your community.
Yeah.
So we've got a nice section on education. All past exam papers are on there, matric papers. We partner with different colleges to... We have an education section where parents can actually research schools. So schools that don't have websites, you can use the app to actually find out who the principal is, what learning areas they offer, etc. So there's a whole lot of things on the app. You can also listen to any radio throughout the world on this app, including Radio Tiger.
Including Radio Tiger. No, for that and for Beyond the Edge, I'm promoting the app immediately. So, Lai, I believe the app is called EduBiz Media.
Yeah. I'll spell it for you. It's EDUBIZ, and it's free on the Google app and Play Store.
Fantastic. Edmund, the partnerships you have are incredible, and I'm amazed at how many organizations are coming on board and are taking hands with Beyond the Edge Tutoring, and it's absolutely fascinating. Now, we believe that you also sponsor more than 160,000 envelopes for report cards every term.
That is
quite an interesting sponsorship that nobody would really think that's critical, hey?
Yeah. Rosebud, you'd be surprised how many of our schools, you know, as we are, as I said, a community-driven organization, we cater for the underprivileged school. You know, we are based in the Cape Flats. As I've said before, that is the anointing that I got from my Almighty, my Heavenly Father, who instructed me to go out and rescue the needy from the hands of the wicked. And at the end of the day, we're not just a tutoring company, we're getting their learners.
That is incredible. You spoke earlier also about the PPA.
Yes.
Tell us about the initiatives that you are involved in and EDPS Media as well with the
Zaida,
PPA.
Zaida, would you like to start this one?
Yeah. There's a cost to it, and most schools cannot carry that cost. So, Edmund, a special thank you to you for that initiative. It really, really helps our schools. Then Edmund is one of the main sponsors of the PPA. We do amazing things together. We've just had a Secretary's Day where we honored about 90 school secretaries abused on a daily basis by schools, by principals, parents, learners, etc. So we had an absolutely amazing day, and Edmund was one of the main sponsors. He also brought in amazing entertainment for the day. We do a retirees function once a year. He supports school feeding schemes. Edmund's just my go-to man. If there's a school in need, they contact me, and he really goes out of his way to support the school as best he can.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing opportunity for schools and the community to support Beyond the Edge Tutoring and EduBiz so that we can give back more to the community.
Absolutely. Edmund, some final words from you on this subject.
Yes, no. The PPA is definitely, definitely one of our partners that we have, you know, that we will definitely, you know, that they do such amazing work out there. And, you know, we are dealing with... I don't want to put the wrong word out there, but with broken communities, you know, our children come from broken households, you know, and it's great to get involved with the Progressive Principals Association. They cater for underprivileged schools, that is where my heart is. And those are the schools that we support every term, that we try to support, but they are also the schools that go the extra mile to support Beyond the Edge Tutoring, so that we also, you know, the more we can get, the more we can give back at the end of the day. And yes, and we've, as I said, through the PPA, we have been able to get involved with a number of initiatives. It's not just feeding schemes. We've sent, helped learners go overseas for the Kung Fu.
Wow.
Was it last year? One, a young man, I think he lost his parents. And we help pay his flight ticket to Hong Kong. It's Secretary's Day. We get involved with, you know, schools that belong to the PPA. A lot of their principals phone us individually.
Yeah. I'm going to chat with you guys again later. Thank you very much, Edmund. Thank you very much, Ms. Zaida Julius from EduBiz Media, for your for chatting with us. And in a little bit, we'll go back to music, and we'll, of course, chat with some other people, some other role players that are involved with Beyond the Edge Tutoring.
Next. Hey, thank you so much, Rosebud.